The song is called Priceless. It's from the album Black Unicorn from Bloomington's Brandon Daz, who, like a lot of sons, has followed in his father's footsteps. You may know his father, the legendary Bloomington Normal DJ Joe Beck, also known as a killer drummer who's been involved in a number of Central Illinois bands over the decades. And as you might guess, the apple that fell from Joe Beck's tree was already playing beats and singing by the time he hit the ground.
From my dad practicing with his bands to going to his gigs, and I didn't even like Sesame Street or anything kiddie. It was always music, Michael Jackson.
Was that the beginning, Michael Jackson?
Yeah, for sure.
How old were you?
I was one, too, just loving Michael Jackson.
Was it when the Billie Jean album was out? Billie Jean and Beat It and those songs, or what?
Oh, I was born by bad time.
Okay.
I'm 28. But Thriller was the very first CD I ever got on my 7th birthday. My dad got it for me. I carried it around with me like it was a toy all day.
Your music, how much of what you write is you? How much of it is about other people? How much maybe is it a composite of you and other people, or a composite of a bunch of people?
I guess it's all me for the most part, because the things I've seen, and like I guess my perspective. But when I do use other perspectives, like for Black Unicorn, it's like my life story, or like the myth of me told from multiple different angles, I guess.
Okay, so let me go to the song Youth. Trapped in a cell with no bail, what a tiny room. I was 17, it happened the first time. I was about 3 when something hurt my mind.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, that was my first experience with the law.
When you were 3?
No.
When you were 17?
17,
okay.
Yes. 3, if you recall the chorus, it says, detrimental to my youth. Like, I remember the time that my pops chipped my tooth. Even the subtlest things, they impact our lives so much. And it's like, whoa, I'm never trusting you again with that particular thing, because I just chipped my tooth. So that's the first time my confidence was kind of let down, I guess.
In the city blues, I ain't got no bail. What a tiny room. I was 17, it happened the first time. I was about 3 when something hurt my mind. It's crazy, still never ever see my mama cry. I was 17, it happened the first time.
Well, the song Michael Phelps, that's not actually about Michael, it's about your struggles.
Yeah. It's funny because he's like the black sheep of swimming.
Uh-huh.
I've always been drawn to pop culture. I think even as much as I love music, popular things, not like the Beatles or like anything that just had this magnificent appeal. Michael Jackson, they have a mystique to them, and they're just in a league of their own. So I always try to reference those kind of things and compare myself, just because I feel like I've always been told I do things differently. And I've always been really good at a lot of things.
So you identify with Michael Phelps a bit.
Yeah.
I know it's because my mama had mad dude. My crib as a kid was a castle. So I don't understand your assholes. This ain't about no struggle. Flex the muscle. When you on a jump or try, it's hard to be humble. Waves swimming, winning, feeling like I'm Michael Phelps. Waves crashing, I'm in a class all by myself. So stone cold when I'm defending the belt. I'm like Iverson.
Many of the songs on Black Unicorn deal with your struggles or struggling, or people not believing in you, or telling people to believe in your dreams.
Yeah.
Have people told you not to believe in your dreams? Have people tried to keep you down, or have you felt that? Or
I mean,
because it's not just that you say that you can do it. You're extending that to other people as well. You seem
to
be, hey, everybody, you can do it too. It's not just you.
Yeah. Well, and because we're all black unicorns at the end of the day. And that's kind of the whole overall point of this story. It's like, hey, because so many times people hold people on a pedestal and nobody ever takes the time, or nobody really listens, I guess, when people tell them, hey, you can do this too.
Sounds like you have
focusing on the positive.
A strong belief in yourself.
You have to.
Yeah.
When you're in a world that is constantly telling you you aren't anything, you at least gotta pretend like you are to make it through a day.
Well, you may not want to go there, but I'm gonna push you. You say people are telling you, you know, you're not special. Well, who's telling you that?
I don't know. I've always, when you're a kid, you get counted out a lot, and people cut down what you're talking about. I was talking about these kind of things when I was little. Like, I was talking about making music. I was talking about real dreams, you know what I'm saying, that are still dreams. I joke with my brother because, you know, he's a millionaire now off of it. Like, and they thought we were just talking kiddie talk when we were little. And we were literally sitting there being masterminds.
Well, you mentioned your brother. He goes by the name Futuristic.
Yeah.
And he performed with you on one of the songs on the album here. Wasn't it the Michael Phelps song?
Yeah. He's on there.
Do you guys still stay in touch quite a bit? Work together on some things or encourage each other?
All the time. You know, we've made so much music together that when we do actually want to make a song with just me and him, I try to make it extra special and not expect it. You shouldn't expect those kind of things. I mean, I used to make all those beats. I used to engineer them, whatever, like, since we were, like, 7 and 4. Like, we've made music our whole lives together, so. Pre-K, sleeping quick, might give him a nap. Show no love, never give him a dap. I adapt, making sure that everything is intact. I'm playing chess, not checkers. Well, I'm on a roll like Skechers. Ain't nobody better, know the deal, no record. And I'm feeling like I'm Michael Phelps. In school suspension, in a class all by myself. Yo, girl, do it with no hands, she don't need no help. Floyd Mayweather, never giving up my belt, I'm gone. I want to ask you about another song, OMW. Is there a story behind that? Yeah, I got the beat. It was made by somebody in Australia who had reached out to me. I had it, and I wrote the chorus, and I was going to go a different kind of direction with it, but my next door neighbor, he sings, and I didn't know until my wedding day. I stopped by the house to pick up something, and I heard music coming from my neighbor's door. I knocked. I was like, what are you listening to? And he was like, oh, it was us playing. And his whole family was in there with instruments, and they sang, and it was so beautiful. I gave him a copy of my CD, stopped me at my car one day and was like, hey, if you ever need help, I'll help you.
Is that who's singing with you in this song?
Yeah, my next door neighbor. Yeah. I know you're getting used to people breaking the promises, so you got some skepticism, but you know what the problem is, that you never had someone love you like I do. You can lean on me and you'll see it's true that all you gotta do is call.
For the music on Black Unicorn, where does the music come from?
You know, a lot of local people, and a lot of people, like I said, from Australia. There was MPC Productions, he did that. Locally, there's production from Sci-Fi, that's his name. He also engineered On My Way. You know, Bloomington has a lot. There's so much talent out here, and there's a lot of people who have done a lot of really successful things from here, just not here.
Hey, well, Brandon Daz, nice to talk with you and get to know you a little bit. Congratulations. I know it's been out for a little bit. Congratulations on Black Unicorn, too.
For sure. I've been feeling real good lately. I'm on my way, and I can't wait till you see my face. I'll be on stage doing my thing. Another day, and another show. We can do it's what I tell my bro. Now we go
on the road. Sniffing lost souls, a hand to hold. Off walking my boat, don't rock the boat. Gotta stay afloat till we hit the Gold Coast. I'll be right there, oh yeah, and a fresh pair. And I ain't going nowhere, standing there when the smoke clears, with a cold beer. And I ain't going nowhere, standing there when the smoke clears, with a cold beer. I'm feeling like the man, got the whole world right here in my hand, worth more than a grand, in a million. Brother's smile, ain't no price on that, priceless. I'm feeling like the man, got the whole world right here in my hand, worth more than a grand, in a million. Brother's smile, ain't no price on that, priceless. 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 She came from the belly of the beast to find a way to eat. Strive to succeed in the seats. One up and one for nothing. And I ain't bluffing. His hearts were touching with positivity. Martin had a dream and I still believe in a world with just peace. But until it comes, keep a peace on me. And if you want, you can get a piece of me. Peace of my mind, peace of my time. Always on my mind, so don't take it too light. And if you look nice, then you can stay the night. Look left, look right. But don't lose sight of what's in front of your eyes. Look up at the sky with the real prize eyes. Look left, look right. But don't lose sight of what's in front of your eyes. Look up at the sky with the real prize eyes. I'm feeling like the man. Got the whole world right here in my hand. Worth more than a grand. In a million. But a smile ain't no price on that. Priceless. I'm feeling like the man. Got the whole world right here in my hand. Worth more than a grand. In a million. But a smile ain't no price on that. Priceless. Priceless. Priceless.